This first prayer request is for Anita Merrifield, who had a fall, and it gave her a small fracture in her leg, and she's seeing a specialist today. And then we want to pray for the family of Sam Lewis, who has gone to his final resting place this past Sunday. And then heavy on everybody's heart and mind is to pray for rain.
Yes, we do need that rain. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring these requests before you, Father. We are thanking you right now. Thanking you for healing in a leg that needs healing. Thanking you for comfort for a family that needs your comfort. Thanking you for rain that we are in the process of receiving. Father, we just release our faith that Anita Merrifield's leg, that bone will just be made whole again. Lord, you created our bodies to heal. You give doctors, medical professionals wisdom to help us heal. But you, Lord, are her healer. And we believe that. And we decree healing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you are the comfort of our hearts. Only you can give us the confidence of heaven. And Father, we pray for the family of Sam Lewis that their confidence in heaven, in Jesus, in your goodness, be reaffirmed to them. And Father, if there are any unbelieving people in that family, we pray, God, that the love that is poured out as they gather together to remember the life of Sam, that love that's there, that love of Jesus that's there to comfort, I pray would open their eyes that they too might know Jesus. And Father, once again, thank you for the rain we are receiving. We thank you that you send your rain to the earth and cause it to bud and flourish and grow and prosper. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you'd like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And the Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless you. If you don't have a home church, I want to encourage you there to find one. There's no excuse and there's no reason not to. You can look them on Facebook. You can look them up on Facebook. Most of them are on Facebook now. And you can get a feel and ask God to put in your heart what church he wants you to go to. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue, Apostle Casey Elliott will bless you. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning Our guest for today is my spirit guide, y'all, Pastor Dwight Shepherd. His title for today is Spiritual Withdrawal. Back to you, sir.
How to make a spiritual withdrawal. Yeah, there you go. We titled it Spiritual Withdrawal. And listen, if you don't read your Bible and you don't go to church, you're going to go through withdrawals. You're going to get the shakes. You're going to get weak.
You're going to get blurry vision.
Yeah, blurry vision, all that stuff, all that. But we're talking about a different kind of withdrawal. We're talking about how to receive what God has stored up for you. And we're reading from Luke's gospel in the 9th chapter about how Jesus sent the disciples out, imparted power to them. They went out on a month-long tour. The disciples themselves, all of them, even Judas Iscariot and Thaddeus and Bartholomew and the ones you don't even hardly know their names, even those guys, they went out and they cast out devils. They healed the sick. They did amazing things. They came back to report it to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, man, it's wonderful. We've been doing your works. He goes, yes, I know. It's wonderful. It's great. And he said, let's come on. Let's be apart. Let's just come apart from everybody. But the people, they always need Jesus. So they followed along. Jesus began to heal them, and he healed them all day long. He's standing there just laying hands on people and speaking healing over people all day long. And then finally the disciples go, you know, Lord, you need to send these people away so they can go and buy bread for themselves. See, I just covered in 1 minute what took me in half an hour. They can go buy bread for themselves. And Jesus looked at the disciples and goes, you feed them. Passion Translation says, you have food to feed them. And they said, we only got 5 little loaves of bread and 2 small fish. What's that for 5,000 people? Well, he didn't ask. They go, you want us to go buy bread? You really don't want us to go buy bread. He didn't say nothing about buying bread. He didn't say nothing about give me a count, give me a head count. We'll see if we got enough, you know. Every pastor ever had a church fellowship dinner, I think, worries. Oh, Lord Jesus. About, are we going to have enough food for the people that show up, this and that, and whatever. It's like, no. Jesus wasn't worried about none of that. Because he knows that the provision of the Father is always actually more than enough. More than enough. El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. So, the disciples were, Lord, we ought, you know, you need to send them away. And he goes, you feed them. And they're like, we don't have enough to feed them. We can't do it. I can't do that. We can't. I can't. We can't. Is that the message you get from them when they go, we only got a few little loaves and a few little fish and there's 5,000 people? I hear them going, we can't. We can't. You know that faith comes in cans, not can'ts.
Come on.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. All things are possible to them that believe. That's I can't. It's can. With God. Not on my cell own. I don't get to decide to just run around using God's power any old way I want to. Doesn't work like that. I'm not saying it does. I'm saying that anything God commissions you to do, you can do it. And anything God promised you in his word, you already have it. You may not have it in your hand, but it's yours. So we're going to talk more about what that is. What is the thing that God has for us? What's the things that God has for us? But we need to finish here first. So Jesus literally takes matters in his own hands, and he's going to show the disciples what they could have done. Because he said to them, you feed them. And they said, we can't. Then he goes, all right. Have all the people sat down. Have all the people sat down. In groups of 50. Why? So we'll know how many there actually are. Okay? It's going to be organized. It's going to be done. Have them set down, groups of 50 each. After everyone was seated, verse 15, 16, Luke 9, Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. What did he do with them? Did he immediately start feeding the crowd with them? Nope. The fact of the matter is, Jesus didn't even actually feed the crowd. I'll clarify that in a minute. Jesus took the 5 loaves and he took the 2 fish, and gazing into heaven, or he looked up, and what did he do?
Blessed
him. He blessed him. Here's what the Passion Translation says. He gave thanks for the food. We call it, well, you know, you sit down to a meal and say, would you say the blessing? Right? What are we supposed to say when we're saying the blessing? What makes the food be blessed? Giving thanks for it. Being thankful for it. Acknowledging God as its source. Jesus took that little bit of food and he looked to heaven. What did he do? He looked to God, the Father. What's he teaching us? He goes, always look to God, the Father. Don't look to what's in your hand and then look at the situation. Take what's in your hand and look to God. And then do what? Gripe about how big the problem is and tell him how little you need? No, not unless you want to keep it that way. Jesus is teaching us how to appropriate, how to make a spiritual withdrawal. It's not complicated, but we just don't do it. I think in all honesty, we don't truly believe it. But Jesus did. He took the loaves and the fishes, and he didn't gripe about how little they had and how big the need was. He took the loaves and fishes, and he gave thanks to Father God. And he blessed the loaves and fishes. And then in the presence of the disciples, he broke off pieces of bread, and he kept giving more to who? To the crowd? No, to each disciple. The disciples actually gave the crowd the bread. Jesus said, you feed them. They said, we can't. Jesus goes, let me teach you how to do it. He said, well, don't say that. Does it have to? I mean, surely, we can use a little critical thinking skills when we read the Word of God. They said, we can't do it. Jesus said, tell the people to sit down. Groups of 50. Give me the loaves and fishes. Come on.